fuel tax rises. There are two due next year. Could add another 7 pence to a litre. In the next 5 or 6 minutes, we'll hear the inflation figures coming up. That'll drive the cost up as well. And as the fuel cost is being discussed in Parliament, it seems that we're not shy about signing petitions. 110,000 people signing the e-petition that got this discussed. Over 100,000 people trying to make their voices heard. But are actions going to speak louder than words? Let's catch up with Liam Tatton-Bennett from Community First. Now, they coordinate a scheme to share transport. We spoke to you last year about the all-vehicle sharing scheme. Remind us of how it works.
Well, basically, it's actually a minibus sharing scheme. So it's designed to kind of broker the downtime of minibuses that are owned by community groups to other not-for-profit organisations who need access to group transport.
Right, so groups that run their own minibuses. I mean, it's an interesting point, this, isn't it, that is also made on the Facebook page here by Robin, who says that maybe one solution is community interest companies owning minibuses communally because it's done with flats. Why not vehicles or even washing machines? Most cars spend the majority of their time standing idle, and clubbing together would save an enormous amount of money. Does that address Robin's point there, Liam?
To an extent. I mean, the Waves scheme, as it's called, virtual vehicle sharing scheme, is run by Community First, which is, although not a community interest company, you know, is a charity in its own right, and it is really designed to, you know, pool together minibuses owned by community groups in a sort of communal way. In terms of the other aspects of sort of car sharing, although it doesn't address car sharing specifically, there are schemes out there that already exist, for instance, to make use of cars that aren't perhaps used all the time, just private cars. There's a scheme, I believe, called whipcar.com. We've got no stake in that ourselves as an organisation, but I'm aware of that scheme that exists. So basically, people can make their cars available to that scheme, and it hires it out to people who perhaps haven't got access to a car, whilst the person who owns the car gets a bit of money for their car, which otherwise would be standing idle.
What kind of groups are using your scheme, though, when they pull together and share the same minibuses?
Well, you know, types of groups that are using it, groups like schools, churches, community groups, and the like. So, you know, it could be for a trip out, it could be a weekend, it could be for a sports activity, it could be for a church meeting, community group meeting, that type of thing. So, you know, community use. I mean, one of the things that we're looking to do, the scheme at the moment, we're actually looking for other community groups who own minibuses to come forward to join the scheme, because, you know, not only would it give other community groups the opportunity to borrow minibuses, but what we're actually looking to do as an organisation, Community First, are working with Wiltshire Council at the moment to look at the issue of rural transport in Wiltshire in more depth, and perhaps look at actually, first of all, providing a service which will hopefully fast track the ability of existing community transport groups to run more rural bus services, more rural transport services, but also a way in which Community First itself can directly run services themselves. And for both of those activities to happen, we're going to need more buses. One of the things that we're keen not to do is invest lots of money in metal, which already exists out there. And so, you know, the minibus brokerage scheme, minibus sharing scheme, is basically designed to and use vehicles that already exist without having to invest lots of money in buses which otherwise would depreciate.
How do you get around how easy or otherwise is it to get around the idea of insurance, for example? One reason that people don't lend their cars to each other generally is because very few people have the level of insurance that allows you to drive anyone else's car.
Yeah, sure. I mean, just talking about cars specifically, Community First also supports the Link Good Neighbour schemes in Wiltshire, of which there are 44, which are basically volunteer schemes which offer a good neighbour service. And the sort of dominant activity that those schemes provide is volunteering.